The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
Yeah, so jumping right back into it, I think it's fine to do that on Hinge because mainly, it's a superficial app where you have fully the choice to paint the picture however you like, right? You can be as superficial as you want to be, right? So if you're not at least funny with your prompts, your pictures are just thirst traps. There's like, I fully expect when I put pictures on that, people do the same to me. I fully expect it. Maybe they're not vocal about it, but they think it, right? The only difference between me and the general populace is I'm vocal with this stuff, right? And then everybody's like, oh my God, you're breaking the social standard, Rudy. And I'm like, well, I just voice it, you know? You all thought it, I said it.
Right. I don't disagree with this, but at the same time, I think if you're going on a dating app, right, you're making a profile, like, okay, you're going to get judged in the same way that you judge other people, but shouldn't you, if the idea is that you're earnestly going on a dating app, that you should, like, kind of give yourself a minute to, like, think about it and not immediately, like, oh, no, I don't like it. Like, you kind of have to
a little bit. That's if I would go thinking that I actually will find anyone on there. You see, my toxic trait was being like, I want to be on Hinge because I've never been on one of those apps because I want to experience this as a new experience. But I don't believe for a second that I'll find anyone there. It's like that one thing of like 1% chance of like, okay, maybe. But the rest of it is like, from what I've seen now, especially, that has solidified as a thing where it's like, I don't know. It just doesn't, I don't know. It doesn't happen. Like, okay, I'm judgmental there, but overall, I have to know the person. I have my overall thing is I have to know the person. It takes for me, I'm dumb like that. It takes for me 3 months to realize I like somebody. Usually it's way too late already. It's been in my case multiple times. But it takes me for a while for somebody to be in my vicinity to be like, wait, you know, I kind of want you in my life a bit more now, romantically.
Right. Okay, I think if that's the way you are, then you're better off just not even going on dating apps and just like
it's funny, what's the point of like annoy my friends.
Okay, that's fair.
I did it for globally local content. I will show you
so that we have three episodes worth of intro.
I'll show you some screenshots. I took some screenshots of and I'll try to describe it for the viewers. So there was one that was where did it now go? Jesus Christ. Oh, wait, that's a nude. Anyways. Prompt. I go crazy for. Somebody has written. I go crazy for someone who can give me sex anytime I want to. One of the tags on his profile, Christian.
What a fucking knob. Jesus Christ.
Yep. Then I'll show you a picture. Look at this. Would you describe this guy as just a complete sweetie?
He looks a bit like looks a little bit less sour, yeah.
Kind of. Anyways, he's just a sweet cutie patootie, right?
Yeah.
Two truths and a lie is the prompt. That was the picture you saw. Complete sweetie. This is the two truths and one lie. Maybe we can pick one out. I deep throated a dildo in public. I'm quite shy with people I don't really know. I like eating fish. I think I deep throated a dildo in public. Yeah, I think so. Or is the two truths are the fish and deep throat of the dildo and the lies that I'm quite shy with people.
Oh, that's a good point. Oh, that's actually a really good shout, Rudy.
Then there was this guy who wrote how to pronounce my name, and he wrote, I am your father, with a winky tongue out face, like, eh. And that's the picture of the guy.
Oh, I don't like, sorry.
You see what I'm going with this here? I will judge. And then Man of the Year award goes to, and I'll describe this, a humongous bodybuilder picture of like just this macho gym bro picture. And underneath it says my greatest strength, emotional intelligence.
What? That's good.
Henry.
Look at that. What? That's like the that's
Henry. I guess you haven't been around a lot.
Not really.
Look at this. Just look at this profile. This man probably has inbred toxic masculinity and inner homophobia to the max. This guy taking this picture and that being his whole profile and saying emotional intelligence is his strength, this is the straight guy who doesn't need therapy. You know what I mean?
Rudy, I think this is... I agree with you on the other ones. This is one where I think that you're wrong.
No.
This is one
you
where...
You won't catch me with this shit. I've done it once before where I thought I could fix him. Brother, I'm still fixing myself after 5 years. No, you won't catch me with this shit.
You haven't even talked to him. He looked like a good-looking guy. And if he gives that an answer like that, you could almost believe it. I would give him a chance.
Henry, I saw his profile. It doesn't get much better.
See... Rudy, you're just not willing to give people a chance. Everyone I agreed with, that guy, I feel like, you know, you can give him a crack.
Yeah, next That's episode, we're going to swipe together, okay? We're going to go on Hinge together. Next episode, the one we recorded with Sid, we're going to do three Hinge things together. You'll see what I mean. Okay. You'll see what
Sounds
I mean,
good.
Okay?
Yeah, and I should mention before we even get into this that this entire four episode like cluster is all sponsored by Hinge. At least yes, the way we're talking about it is.
Sure, yes. Anyways, we are in Medina, Saudi Arabia. Episode 61 of Globally Local FM. Henry, do you have your shtick prepared? Do you usually do something, fun facts or something?
Yes. It's a city in the western part of Saudi Arabia. It's kind of like most of Saudi Arabia, just desert and rocky mountains. And it is considered one of the bigger holy cities in Islam, Rudy. Did you know that?
Sid told me, yes, I did.
Good job, Sid. Keeping this little fucking idiot educated. Sorry to talk down to you, Rudy, but...
Insults me and then says sorry is crazy.
That's right, Rudy. Let me start a dating app profile and then you can tell me if you would swipe me left immediately as well.
I would like you any day of the week.
Right, but you wouldn't give me a chance if I popped up on your screen. Because that's the way you are, Rudy.
If you have a funny prompt, I will.
Your greatest strength is not emotional intelligence.
Yes. I fully agree with you.
Listen, look, all I'm saying is the picture that Rudy showed, that guy looked fucking ripped in a, like a good way.
Yeah, but
Rudy,
I don't know.
I think he's scared. I think Rudy is scared of someone that looks good.
Probably. All my straight friends who are pretty jacked, I have noticed that I'm vocal about my issues. I have noticed that I'm a bit hesitant of interacting with them sometimes because I feel that there's inherent fear of this type of straight man.
Look, all I'm saying is that guy could probably help you bulk up.
Yeah, but point being, Henry, I couldn't care less about muscles. You know this. Muscles don't...
Rudy,
if your whole personality is muscles, I'm sorry. It doesn't cut it. And I'm saying this as I know, as a stick man. I know, right? I know. But that's also like, then I'm not going to be the guy who propagates the problem of like, oh, because gay culture is already fighting with the unfeasible beauty standards.
Right.
I look at your soul, not what you have on you.
All right. I'll leave it at that.
You better. 8 minutes we've been talking about leaving at that.
All right. I'll leave it at that. Rudy, do you want to take it over to the news?
The past year, Hajj season has also been heartbreak season. That's the article name given by our, almost a sponsor, our editor. 207 catheterizations and surgical procedures performed by Hajj pilgrims in Medina and basically heart attacks.
Sorry, 200 people have had heart attacks in Medina?
Basically, making the trip to Medina.
Oh yeah? Like they just ran out of steam? They're too old?
Yeah, Medina Health Cluster revealed that it has performed 207 cardiac catheterizations and surgical procedures for the Hajj pilgrims during the last 47 days since the beginning of the Hajj season. It stated that the number of visitors to health centers reached 37. What is that? That number is pasted wrong. Whatever. Patients
Sorry,
accounted
37
for.
Million.
No, it was 1,000, but I think some like letters got fucked up there. With the number of emergency patients accounted for 16,000. Ambulance services reached 2,500, and daily dialysis season stood at 120. Jesus, all these medical terms, reading them is a whole tongue twister. Point being, yeah, so heart season, also heartbreak season, because hearts literally are breaking.
I don't know, I don't feel like that's too bad, because there's like a, like millions of people that come. Like, that sounds kind of like par for the course, wouldn't you say?
I mean, if you can't walk, just don't walk.
That, I agree with that as well. But I'm just saying, if you, because I actually have a stat about this. So this year's Hajj, they had 1.6 million people waltz over the floor. So from 1.6 million, like 200 people died of a heart attack. I think that's a pretty good, right?
Acceptable. We just, yeah, you know, it's below par, it's whatever, it's a percent, whatever.
Yeah. Would I personally choose to do a pilgrimage when I'm old and at risk of a heart attack? Probably not. I would go on a hike instead. And I would die on a hike.
On Australian hikes, walking a dog.
Hell yeah, brother. That's the way to go. You know, people always say, you gotta die in your sleep. I reckon you gotta die while you're on a path with your dog so that he has something to eat while he's lost by himself.
Oh my god. Well, ain't that gruesome. Okay, your article.
Is that gruesome, Rudy? Leaving my dog a snack as my last dying wish? I think that's rather sweet.
I think I've seen a psychological horror movie. No, I've not seen it. I've heard about it. Where I think the precipice is something along the lines of let's do a foreplay. About a couple about to have sex. The woman is chained to the bed like with handcuffs.
Uh-huh.
You know, whatever, sex play. Guy has a heart attack and dies. But she's chained to the bed frame. And they're in the middle of the, like, in the woods of a cabin. She doesn't know what to do. She just sees him die. She can't get out. And there's a whole, like, shtick of how she's trying to get out at some point. I think that somebody told me that their dog eats the husband at some point in front of her. Because he's hungry. Some shit like this.
That sounds pretty fascinating. I'd love to know what movie that was.
Probably William Dafoe. He does fucked up shit like this once in a while.
Yeah, okay. All right, fair enough. I mean, if you're like big guys chained to the bed and you got a free snack lying around, like, you know, what's up? You know, that's all I'm saying. Let's move on from this topic, Rudy, because I feel like you've really been harping on it for too long. I think it is pretty sick of you to even bring this up in the first place, Rudy. Okay, my news is water is prepared. In a bit more lighter news, Rudy, the National Water Corporation said that they announced that they have 650,000 kiloliters of water ready to hand out on the return of the Hajj pilgrimage. So now that it's over for everyone going back home, they've got the water ready. That's it. They've got water. Oh.
Stay hydrated, homies. I thought there was going to be more, so I'm just sitting here waiting.
I think it's a good reminder to have a cup of water.
As you drink tea. Right now. You said that and just drank tea.
Did you know that tea is like 99% water, Rudy?
You see, I thought completely that me drinking a lot of tea is basically me hydrating myself. Apparently not necessarily true.
Meaning? It's dehydrating?
No, it's not dehydrating, but if you only drink, let's say if you would only drink tea, because there are some people who, let's say, only drink coffee, you know, or only tea, like people who don't drink water, plain water. You can have arising health problems by not drinking plain water occasionally, once in a while. I know this from, I think my grandma had a friend or something who was like, yeah, I just, for my whole life, basically drank like tea, coffee, and now I'm having, I think it was like liver issues or something like that. Because the sediment with time.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. So, peeps, once in a while, the good old cup of crystal clear, just a little bit, you know? Hell yeah! And I don't mean vodka, which, by the way, talking about vodka. Yesterday, one of our...
Nice.
Well, actually, a bestie of mine just finished and submitted his BEP report, like final submission, you know? The way he sent in the group chat, "I'm celebrating," was, it's an ordered pizza box with a pizza in it and an absolute vodka bottle by the side. I hope he didn't drink it by himself, because I'm sorry, where I come from, that kind of picture, if you drink it by yourself, that's when the whole town, even the toxic homies, come together and be like, let's talk it out. What's happened? What's
up? That's a step too far.
That's a step too far. When it's vodka, vodka is never supposed to be drunk on its own. That's why it's so much of it.
Right. That's a nice way of looking at it.
Yep, alcoholism. Anyways, my next article. Wait, so do they just die now? Grocery stores banned from selling tobacco, meat, fruit, and vegetables. Saudi Arabia has banned the grocery stores, bakalas, from the sale of tobacco, dates, meat, fruit, and vegetables. This directive is among the new regulations issued by Minister of Municipalities and Housing Majed Al Hogail. The decision will take effect immediately. However, the existing establishments will be granted a correction period of no more than 6 months from now. So I was like, but isn't that like all groceries? Tobacco, meat, fruit, and vegetables? So what
you
the fuck
did
they die now?
Get a bag of chips and some cookies.
Real. I was like, where do you get your stuff then?
You could get oil. It sounds like that, yeah. I don't know. You could get a...
Let me get a bag of deep-fried chips and put them in more oil. Deep-fry them even more.
Nothing like
I want
a double
my
deep
chips
fry.
Greasy as hell. The moment I take them out, actually, sell them in bags of oil, please.
Speaking of, have you ever tried making your own chips? I feel like it would be really fun.
My mom, when I was little, I have this distinct memory where she tried, and you will never get that, like, how they say this, brittle flakiness of a chip at home, I think. Because you have to cut the potato very, very, very thin, and it has to, like, inflate a bit. I think, like, you can't do it on a pan, like, the way they do it. I think it's quite impossible. I might be wrong.
Look, I believe that. It's just one of those things, I believe that. But I feel like you don't need to expect it to be like a supermarket chip. You just like a fried potato,
snack. Yeah. In that regard, you might succeed. Also, a lot of chips these days are made of potato powder, not actual potatoes. So
there we go. So we just got to make the potato powder first.
Yeah. Take a potato, grind that shit up.
All right. I know what I'm doing.
Start from the beginning. Start growing a potato.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
We make a potato garden.
Buy a tractor to plow the field.
We buy a tractor. Now, this is getting really economical. Now, this is good.
Yeah.
And then I could even try selling
them.
And
what does tractor need? Oil.
That's true. And where can I buy that, Rudy?
I mean, you already have it, I assume, stocked, because you're Henry.
I don't. Unfortunately, not yet. I will get some oil in the near future, but...
If you dig deep enough, at some point you'll find some oil. So I feel like just if you start digging now, and there's a game literally about digging a hole in the backyard on Steam. It was popular right now. That could be you, Henry. That could be you.
What kind of game? You dig a hole?
It's literally like, you know, like a washing simulator, but now a digging simulator.
Oh, yeah.
It's very therapeutic.
Does anybody actually play those simulator games is my question.
YouTubers?
Yes. And anybody that's not a YouTuber?
Well, I will say Markiplier had a very stupid idea that worked, I would say. He would invite people on the washing simulator, literally the power washer simulator, and have it as a podcast. So they just play the game and just talk.
I mean, that's fine. That makes sense to me.
It's just therapeutic. Like... It's literally just therapeutic. It's like the satisfying game.
All right, fair enough. I'm not gonna argue it, Rudy. You know what? You're right.
Thank you for that. Thank you.
That's the first and last time I'll ever say that.
It's not the first time, and it won't be the last.
All right, Rudy. Did you know a shocking report has discovered that 50% of Saudi Arabians spend 7 hours a day online?
That's
90% indicated to be doing it at home, and down to 40% still doing it at work.
If that's
my
crazy,
question,
then yo.
My question, Rudy, why not more?
Because they don't have Overwatch there.
So true, bestie. I would say, I mean, okay, see, here's where my question lies actually with this. What counts as using the internet, right? If I'm outside on a walk and I'm listening to a podcast that I downloaded, does that count as using the internet?
I don't think you're online. You might be on the line, but the line is pre-recorded, you know? You're offline,
right?
Listening about things that are on the line.
But see, I'm kind of in two minds about it because I feel like it's, at that point it's just semantics. But I don't. Yeah,
isn't
I don't
the
know.
World semantics?
Yes, Rudy. As you always yes. say, the world is semantics. That's your classic Rudyism.
Sure do, buddy. Sure do.
And if I'm, yeah, I guess the same goes like, okay, so what if I'm now listening to a podcast, but I'm streaming it from the internet? Because isn't that essentially the same? Wouldn't you agree? Does this not matter?
Maybe I would. Maybe I wouldn't.
All right.
They both come down the same?
Yeah, kind of. I think you're probably just recording in stereo, sir.
Oh. Well. Then my whole left ear, right ear shtick just disappeared.
Audience really tried to do the ASMR thing of left ear, right ear. So why don't you tell us if it worked? And then if it does, maybe don't tell him because he'll do it again in the future. Ready?
That's so true. That's so true.
Shall we go to the ad?
Yes, let's.
Hi, everyone. This is Henry from the Globally Local FM podcast. Usually, we prepare an ad to be inserted in this section of the podcast so that your life can be enriched by our various brands and partners. Today, I have a separate message for you. Consumerism has taken over society, damaging the very fabric of our everyday life. Instead of an ad, I would like you to reflect for a few seconds. That silence that you just experienced, that peace, that quiet, that is what life should be about.
So, join my mindfulness and meditation classes, where together we will train to live a more holistic lifestyle for only the low, low price of $50 per session. What are you waiting for? Send in your payment details today and let's fight consumerism together.
Let's fight consumerism together. What a good voice. What a D&D NPC that.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like every time I do
together, I like that.
I have a very specific cadence when I record an ad. Anyway, people, if you want to join me on my anti-consumerism meditation classes, send your credit card details to Rudy's Instagram, and I'll take them from there. All right?
Yes, please do. But the fee for using me as a middleman is also 50 euros.
Yes, and I think that's actually part of our terms and conditions, so that's very good.
Yeah, yeah. Anyways, it's time to keep an eye out, and I have prepared a segment for that. I'm boasting, so go ahead.
Okay. All right, everybody, I was scared that I was about to get fucking eclipsed by this little rat bastard, but we're still here. We're still fighting. All right, ready? Close your eyes and picture this. You wander around the city, enjoying the old buildings and temples, fighting through the sweltering heat. You have a great time, but ultimately you decide that you need something from home for a minute, so you start seeking out your nearest McDonald's. As you make your way there, you stumble across a street full of people, walking towards Mecca. You see the esteemed McDonald's that you do want to go to on the other side of the road, so you try to cross through the crowd. Unfortunately, the crowd is so dense that you end swept up, walking together with the rest. Your fate no longer rests in your hands, but in the hands of a greater being, who is now deciding in which direction you walk until you get to your unknown destination. But hey, at least you'll be hydrated, due to well-preparedness. So, if being part of a greater being is something that sounds good to you, then maybe Medina would be a great destination for you.
Hey, nice. It's time to go local, y'all. You like right. tractors? How about a nice bulldozer? I put in one of those excavators as well. Yeah, we down here building. We digging. We laying foundation. Me and the boys just bulldozing. Need a job? Here's a shovel. Or a pickaxe. Beggar's choice. Plants? You like them? A nice bush here and there? How about a tree? Well, we'll think about that. We're kind of busy right now. We bulldozing. What else? Oh wait, did I forget? You like trucks? We got a lot of those. They bring dirt. And then we bulldoze it. So if you want to come down, let's have some fun bulldozing.
Okay.
No, I went on Google Maps and all I saw is construction sites.
All right. Fair enough. They're building, I guess. So yeah. To be a local is to be a construction worker is what you're saying.
Yes, yes.
All right. Fair enough. Well, then, Rudy, my local business recommendation. If you have ever wanted to see something that you've definitely seen before, I recommend going to the Uhud Mountain where you can see a rock. Celebrate the normal things in life, people.
That actually got me. For my local business, I suggest you take your ass to Pullman Zamzam Medina, where me and you can zamdilidamdilidam and spend all our savings on clothing.
Okay. My radio recommendation is 91.0 UFM, similar to last episode. It was the only one where they didn't have a prayer and just had some music. I guess I should have seen it coming here, though.
For my local radio suggestion, I recommend Alif Radio, because it just sounds funny. Yeah, I don't know. I have went dry on trying to find funny shit for today's recording. It's so jover, y'all.
Damn. The whole Hinge arc has got really tired.
Yeah, I don't know. It has been, like... Okay, I know I like to whine a lot. I know, I'm aware. And you know what? I stay winning. So I'm not going to say anything now. So I'm not going to whine. Moving on. Thank you so much for listening to episode 61 of Globally Local FM. Brought to you by Tom of Haza. And yeah, you can find me on Instagram at 000REDYS000. So just throw something at me. See if it sticks. Most likely will. You can find Henry...
admiring rocks.
And that's fine as well. You can find Colossal Pengu on twitch.tv. He's a nice little streamer. Well, maybe by the time this episode comes on, he's already had his big break. Crazy. If that happens, I'm a prophet, by the way.
Right.
And yeah, join us and our editor next episode in...
in Kochi, in India.
How nice to have our editor who's Indian on the episode of India. We're not racist or anything, right?
Why is that racist, Rudy?
It feels like cultural appropriation.
The wheel has willed it, so...
So true! The wheel is racist.
I don't think it's racist.
Yes, 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 the wheel is racist. Anyways, dum dilly dum dilly dum dum dum. And that's it.
Why is it racist?